This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin today with a very brief, I promise you, very brief tutorial. When we talk about interest rates, specifically the Federal Reserve and what it is doing, we're talking about one very specific rate. It's called the federal funds rate, and it's the Fed's guideline for what banks ought to charge each other to borrow money overnight, the shortest of short-term rates. Rates on other debt are set by the market, and that includes government debt, of which, as you know, there is a lot. So when we give you the yield, the interest rate on the 10-year treasury at the end of the numbers every day, that's what the bond market believes the 10-year ought to be paying over its maturity. All of which I mention because lately the market has been pushing that yield on the 10-year higher, up dancing around 4%, which we haven't seen since last November. And as often happens with the bond market, it is trying to tell us something. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor translates.
Treasury bill, T-note, T-bond, it's all just you loaning money to the government and the government paying interest. You can lend the government money for 10 years. That's the 10-year, which we're always going on about. But you could also do it just a month.
1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years.
Stephen Lipley is with BlackRock. Now, you could just buy a one-month treasury note every single month. Let it expire, get the interest. The next month, maybe there's a new interest rate. You buy a new one, let it expire, get the interest, buy a new one. You could do that every month. Or you could just buy one that lasts a whole year, or 2 years, or 10.
And you should end up with the same yield if the market is accurately pricing.
For this to all work, the 10-year treasury yield has to guess what the one-month yield will be for the next 10 years. Same for the 5-year, same for the 2. Which means the bond market has to predict the future.
Number one, what is going to happen with interest rates?
Luis Alvarado is a global investment strategist with the Wells Fargo Investment Institute. Is the Fed going to raise interest rates? When will it stop? When will it lower them? The longer the treasury bond, the more it has to predict.
Also, what's going to happen with the economic cycle? What do we expect the economy is going to be looking like?
And a big one, bond yields also have to predict inflation because it eats away at investment.
Those are the components that are literally being combined right now in market expectations.
Early this year, yields started to go down because the market thought inflation was going to be solved quickly. Then we got a hot jobs report and a strong retail sales report and a not great inflation report. The future looked more dim, so yields started coming back up. Matthew Luzzetti is chief U.S. economist at Deutsche Bank.
What we've seen over recent weeks is some adjustment to evidence that perhaps inflation is not on a pure downtrend, that there are likely going to be bumps in the road.
All of this to say, every treasury bill, every T-note, every 10-year bond is really an economic crystal ball, if you know how to look at it. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.